Greetings, saints. Our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is relevant to the destiny and what we were predestined to have, to be in Christ, holy and blameless before Him in love. And we can see that that comes to us is when we're born again. So when you're born again and you enter into the kingdom, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing pertaining to life and godliness, and it's according to your destiny, your name written in heaven. But then we've also got Revelation chapter 3, the first church there, Sardis, the church of Sardis, and we can see some valuable things there. We're born again, so we are free from sin, and we've come home. And then it's about relationship and it's about obedience. We can see that in John 12. Unless a seed falls in the ground, it remains alone. But if it falls in the ground, it bears much fruit. That has happened. Jesus has fallen into the ground to bear much fruit. And then those He predestined, name written, that's about your name written in heaven, He's called. And He's called you to be justified, to partake of that inheritance. And those that partake of that inheritance and they stay by the Lord day by day, He glorifies. So it's a process. And in Revelation chapter 3, you see the importance. Here is a brother that was born again and he started well, but then he never carried on. It's about working out your salvation. And then the word of the Lord is to him. As encouragement, go back to what you've heard and then put it into practice. And it makes me just think of the armor, you know, he says he wasn't fully obedient. The armor speaks about knowing the truth, that girds your the loins to know truth and put aside the lie. It's about righteousness, knowing the righteousness, and now you knew no sin became sin, so we can be righteous. So you got that in your heart, and then you need it in the gospel, needs to be walked out. That life needs to be evident in your walk, and then it speaks about our helmet of salvation, and that's knowing. That those truths has got to be the reality of the goodness of what we've got according to our destiny, according to what has been made available to us. And then that is now your shield. You quench every dart. You don't let anyone take away this understanding of righteousness, this understanding of salvation, the righteousness you have, the truth you have, and the walk. You stay in it. So it's about staying in it and then using it, that truth as your sword of the Spirit, because the letter can kill, but the Spirit makes alive. So you're staying in that, and then you're praying for all the saints, and you're staying alert, and you're fully closed in the splendor, in the goodness of the Lord. And there you see the second church he also mentions in Sardis, the second part from verses 3 to 1 to 2 to 3, from verse 4, from 4 onwards. There it talks about the right attitude, the ones that are staying in fellowship, walking in fellowship, walking, staying in the truth, and they experience victory, and they dressed in white, the righteousness of sin. Remember that parable of the kingdom? You come, you partake of the feast, and you put on the robes of righteousness. They have that. And then he says their names will never be erased. So you see, when names erased comes from neglecting this great salvation. So you don't neglect this great salvation. You embrace it in every way, spirit, soul, and body. And then the armor, putting on the whole armor. And then it says, when you're not ashamed of Jesus, he says he will not be ashamed of you. When he comes in his own glory, the glory of the Father and the glory of the angels. So he acknowledges your name before the Father and the angels. So this is what we've got to see. This was never ever meant to be a part-time thing. It was always meant to be a relationship, a dedication, a commitment, like a marriage, committed to your partner. and you stay with your partner and you work together, working together with the Lord, our labor is not in vain. Amen.